That's our ring time for Lemon Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Hi there, this is Dick Huddleston again. Well, the great grab bag sale at the Jot'em Down store, after a wonderful start, is now heading towards disaster. Grandpap started guessing what was in the unlabeled canned goods and thus getting them free according to the rules of the sale. When he started toting the stuff away in wheelbarrows, why, Lum had to threaten him with an injunction to keep him from bankrupting the store. Well, Grandpap ain't been back, but they're still having trouble with the sale. Let's go to the store, and I'll show you what I mean.
Well, come in again, Miss Blevin. Glad you had such good luck.
What do you mean, glad she had such good luck? Long Fist keeps up, me and you are going to be out of business by Sunday.
I know it. What do you reckon got into folks around here? They all can't be that lucky.
Doggies, no. Out of the last dozen customers we've had in here, I bound you every one of them just right on 4 out of 5 chains.
Yeah, up till today, hardly anybody ever got one right.
Well,
except Grandpap, of course.
Darn it.
Looks like now it never done us much good to run him out of here.
No. Did you get that injunctions out against him?
No, I never actually ain't done doing that. You said that to scare him. Had to keep him out of here some way.
Yeah, well, it worked. He ain't been back there since. He sure was mad when he left out of here yesterday, wasn't he?
Yeah, we probably oughtn't to laid it on to him for strong. With him, that's about the only way you can get any results. But now, with the way everybody's guessing, we're worse off than we was when we just had him to put up with.
Douglas, I just don't understand how they're doing. Looks like me and you are the only two fellas in this whole place that can't figure out what's in them cans. Yeah. And we're the owners.
I was noticing there's some numbers and letters stamped on the bottom of some of them cans, stamped right in the middle. Just wondering if they could tell anything by that.
What does it say on them?
Oh, it don't say nothing, just different numbers and letters. I couldn't make nothing out of them.
Well, neither Grandpap or any of them that's been in there today, Lum, don't look at the bottoms of the can.
No, that's right, ain't it?
No, they just stand there and point the can out and say, tomatoes. When they get it open, that's what it is, tomatoes.
Yeah, that blame my team figured out.
They don't even pick up the cans and shake them like they used to.
No, I hadn't thought about that.
No. Wait a minute, there comes another customer. Just watch how they do it now. Well,
there's bound to be some trick about this.
Oh, that's Mousy Gray there.
Well...
Howdy, Mousy.
Yeah, come on in, Mousy. I haven't saw you in months.
Uh-huh.
Where you been keeping yourself?
Oh, just at home doing the housework.
Yeah, what can we do for you today?
Well, I just wanted some canned goods.
That's what I figured.
Gussie sent me over.
Natural.
Yes, sir.
All right, Mousy, go ahead. Take your pick.
Yeah, what are you going to choose? I'm going to watch this one.
Mousy, do you want to look at the bottom of the can for any reason?
Oh, no, sir. I'll take that one right there on the lower shelf.
This one here, huh?
Yes, sir. Canned corn, cream style.
All right. Here you are, sir. Abner, open it up.
Yeah, get ahead.
I see you brung 2 fruit jars with you, Mousy. You must be wanting something else.
Yes, sir. I'll take that can on the end of the middle shelf there. It's apricots.
All right. Here's another one for you to open, Abner. What's in that first one?
Canned corn, natural.
Cream style?
Of course.
Well, hurry up with that oven, Abner. Here, Mousy, you'll have to pour the stuff into the fruit jar yourself.
Yes, sir.
Say, Mousy, just...
Just paper thoughts, Mom.
Cheers, huh?
You'll hand me that other jar. I'll pour it for you.
Mousy, would you mind telling me just how did you know how to guess what was in these cans?
Just luck, I guess, Mom.
Luck, huh?
Yes, sir. Guess this is just my lucky day.
Hmm.
It must be because Gussie got up early this morning so I could make up the bed before going downstairs to fix breakfast for her. Sometimes she's so thoughtful. Well, I better be getting home. Don't want to change my luck. So long.
Well, wait a minute. You ain't paid her for... Oh, no, that's right. You get the stuff free, won't you guess that? But come back again, Mousy.
Not too soon. Doggy, he didn't miss A1. Generally, they miss one or two leafly.
Yeah, I wonder if it could be just luck.
With everybody doing it?
Yeah.
Oh, that couldn't be luck.
It's hard to believe, but In anything that has a chance to it, you always got to reckon with the law of averages. And at first, everybody...
What law is that?
Law of averages. See, at first, everybody was missing, so now it's changed to where they're all getting right. Or most of the time, they are.
Well, I've never heard of that law before. When did they pass that?
Well, they never passed it, Abner.
Hold it down, huh? You better tell the folks around here.
No. The idea... Wait a minute. There comes another customer. No, it's just Cedric.
I don't if a fat Cedric comes in here and guesses right, then I'll agree with you. It is just luck. Because he couldn't figure out nothing for himself. Howdy, Cedric. You coming in to buy some canned goods?
Yes, Mom, I sure am. Boy.
All right. What do you want? What are you going to pick?
Oh, I'm going to pick, you'll all be doggone.
What's the matter?
Oh, I'll be back. I'll be back later. So long.
Well, hey, wait a minute, Cedric. I reckon what got into him.
No telling.
Maybe he just heard that law was voted down. What'd you call it?
The law of averages, but that ain't no law like you vote on, Abner. It's just something that is.
Huh?
I mean, well, it's like the law of gravity.
Gravity?
Yeah.
Well, I never heard of that law, neither. Was that in voted down, too?
No.
What's that in about, Lom? Gravel? Hauling gravel on the main road or something?
No, gravity ain't got nothing to do with gravel. It's the law that says if you throw something up in the air, it comes down to the ground.
Well, there's the silliest law I ever heard of. Who in the world got that up? Everything just naturally comes down if you throw it up in the air.
That's what I mean. Just the way things actually are. Natural law.
They don't need to pass no law for it, though. That's what we're paying taxes for. I'm going...
Abner, can't you get it through your head that I don't mean that kind of a law? Now, just hush up and I'll explain it to you.
No, go ahead. Wait a minute. There comes Cedric back again.
Now, reckon where's he went to, anyway?
No, telling. What happened to you, Cedric?
Oh, nothing. Just forgot something, though. See, I'll take that can right there. Stripe olive. Jumbo mammoth size, I believe.
Listen here, huh? All right, you just open it up and see.
Oh, you mean the bottle to open it up? That's what's in it all.
Oh, no, you don't get away with that now.
Just a minute, Cedric. What makes you so sure you know what's in that can?
Oh, just know is all. I'm a good guesser.
Yeah, well, we'll see about that in just a second here. I know that it is olive, Mom. Here, take it, Cedric. You bring a fruit jar with you?
No, Mom, I'll just eat them this way. I just wish peanut butter come in cans, though. Well, so long, I'll be in again when I need something else.
I'd still like to know why he come in here once and then went right out again. Wonder if that had anything to do with him guessing right.
I don't see how it could.
Well, there's got to be some way he did it, Long. I know it ain't that law you tell me about, the one on that gravel heap. Cedric don't know what laws they pass and what ones they ain't.
Well, just sit down and let me explain that to you.
Go on.
Gravity just means that everything, when it falls towards the earth. It ain't got no regular law like they got in statute books.
Well, I'm glad you finally admitted to it.
It was discovered by a fellow named Isaac Newton, I think. You've heard of Isaac Newton, ain't you?
Oh, sure. He's that stationman they always tell about.
No, that was Walton.
Walton Newton?
No, Isaac Walton.
Well, who's this Newton fellow you're talking about?
Well, he's the fellow that discovered gravity. The idea that things fall downwards.
You mean before that, things fell up? Oh, that he started a good thing, huh? Something started falling upwards where you never would find it.
No, they had it before then, but he was the one that figured it out.
Well, Lord, me, Lord, it don't seem to me it take much brains to figure that out.
No, see, he was the one that gave it that name of gravity, I think. Figured out a big, long rigmarole about it. See, one day he was sitting under a tree and an apple fell down and hit him on the head, and that's when he decided right then and there that was the law of gravity.
Can't put no defense on what he'd tell you.
Yeah. Why, can't you?
Lom, a fella that's just been whopped on the head, you can't take his word for nothing.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself, Abner. Isaac Newton was a famous scientist, and he... Well, for goodness sake, I wonder what's the matter with Miss Pomeroy.
Somebody hit her on the head with an apple?
No, she started to come in the store then, and all of a sudden she stopped and headed around to the side.
Huh.
That's the same direction Cedric went in. Look out the side window there, Edwin, and see if you can see anything.
All right. Don't see what there is out there to see, but I'll look.
I don't know, but it just seems peculiar to me that she would start in here the way she did and then...
Well, I'll be bad blame, Lom. There's Grandpap out there.
Grandpap?
Yeah, he's sitting on a camp stool, and he's talking to Miss Pomeroy. See him there?
Yeah. So what's that cuter-looking thing standing beside him there?
That's Mrs. Pomeroy.
No, I mean, hi, Granny, that's a telescope. That's what that is.
A telescope?
Yeah, and he's got a sign up there, too. It says, Granny, I can't read it. Can you make it out? Your eyes is better than mine.
Stop here for advice on how to get your canned goods free. 10 cents a tip.
Well, I'll be bad blamed. He said he'd get even with us. I, Granny, he's doing it. ¶¶